Extremely dry conditions and heavy fuel loads in northern Wyoming have prompted two public sessions to help rural landowners prepare for wildfires. The Bureau of Land Management estimates that there are about 50% higher than average fine fuel loads in the Bighorn Basin.
So when we're talking about fine fuel loads, that's our grasses, particularly our cheatgrass and some of the other invasive annual grasses. Our heavy fuel loads are going to be things like trees and larger shrubs.
That's Caitlin Youngquist. She's the extension educator with the University of Wyoming.
I work with farmers and ranchers and gardeners, particularly around northwest Wyoming, to help them get access to a lot of the research information that's coming out of the university, help them make better decisions, and put the information they need in their hands.
Youngquist is collaborating with Karen Fenton of the Washakie County Conservation District to help landowners develop evacuation plans for livestock and pets.
So these sessions are targeted more at the sort of small acreage folks with small flocks and herds, although, of course, anyone is welcome. But these planning sessions are going to be really targeted at a lot of, you know, 4-H families and other folks who have a few horses, a few cows, maybe a small flock of sheep at, near their home. And the idea is we're going to talk a little bit about defensible space and what that means and why it's so important in a year like this year where we have a high fuel load.
Youngquist says session leaders will guide attendees step by step on how to develop an evacuation plan for their animals.
And just a reminder to folks that you may have some very well-behaved animals, but as soon as there's smoke in the air and you're in a hurry and anxious, they're going to turn into a wild bunch.
A couple firefighters will be attending the session in addition to Youngquist and Fenton to teach attendees how to think like an emergency responder, what they look for when land is on fire, and how to assess an area that's up in flames. Firefighters will also share tips to property owners on what they can do right now to make a possible wildfire easier to manage. The sessions are 6 p.m. Friday, July 28th at the Ten Sleep Community Center and 12:30 p.m. August 2nd at the Washakie County Fairgrounds in Warland. More information on our website. That's ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.